Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, Memorial Day, May 31st edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It's been fun. Well, weather's been good on most places around the country. Somehow still like 8 rainouts this weekend. But I hope we had a good time as things are opening back up and people are being vaccinated and being safe and living the lives they way each person wants to. That's all that matters in the end. So everybody has a good time. Hope everybody has a great holiday and is safe and fun out there. We have 9 games for you on a Monday. First, I'm going to apologize. My voice is like kind of half in, half out. So if I crack a little bit, I apologize. Like, it's just the way things are going to go right now. It's either that or no podcast. So we're here. You can follow me on Twitter at BDentric. If you can give a rate and review of the podcast on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It helps the show out a lot. Also, if you'd like to watch the podcast, go to the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Subscribe, give the thumbs up there. It goes a long, long ways. And I also write the DFS content Monday through Friday at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, premium values article. Tuesday, Thursday, free DraftKings play. So if you'd like to become a premium member, you get season-long fantasy and DFS all in one for $69 the rest of the season and plus a discount by using promo code Bubba. So go check that out at rotoballer.com. All right. 9 game slate for you starting at 1:05 Eastern time on Monday morning. Your totals, Twins, Orioles, 9. Rays, Yankees, 8.5. Phillies, Reds, 8.5. Angels, Giants, 8.5. Red Sox, Astros, 8.5. A's, Mariners, 8.5. Yeah, lots and lots of offense on this slate. Kicking it off with the pitching, though, we do have some studs to get things popping on this one. Carlos Rodon, $10,100 in game one of the doubleheader between White Sox and the Indians. So 7-inning game, which means Rodon can get that big bonus. He can get you a potential shutout bonus, a no-hit bonus, all in just 7 innings of time. Has gone 6 innings in back-to-back starts, allowing 1 total run in those 2 starts and striking out 23 in those 2 starts. He has gotten you 29.7 points or more in 3 of the last 4 starts. The dude has been like a 25-plus point machine in all but 1 start this season. He has been as good as they come. Now you get a Cleveland Indians team. You know you can take advantage of striking out a lot. Their offense, you know, they've been no-hit twice. So we got that going for us already, which is a beautiful thing. But in the month of May, they are striking out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting 230, 146 ISO, and an 86 WRC+. So as if you needed any more reason to think Rodon was a good play, the Indians are even worse than you expected. So Carlos Rodon at 10-1, very, very much in play in this one. The other option above, right around there, Corbin Burnes is somehow $9,900 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. Burnes is coming off his first rough start against the San Diego Padres of all teams. God forbid, you know, it happens. Still a 25-plus point machine in all but 2 games this season. The strikeouts have been there at a consistent clip. Now you get a Detroit Tigers team striking out 26% of the time in the month of May, hitting 247 with a 97 WRC+. It's a team that has to string a lot of hits together because they don't have a lot of power. They will hit a home run from time to time. I'm not going to say they don't do it. But as a whole, not a big power team. So it's definitely something to get in play there. Burnes is going to be the chalk of the night, and for very, very good reason. He is good chalk. I hate the argument that you can't play chalk. You can. Be different elsewhere. There's many other positions to fill. Not every position has to be unique. If Corbin Burnes goes out there and puts up 35 points and you don't have him, it's too freaking bad. It's like he's good chalk. If he does not go, if the Tigers hit him, I will take my chances 9 out of 10 times or 99 out of 100 times. Burnes probably deals against the Detroit Tigers. So I'll take my chances at $9,900. I think he's very, 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 very much in play. Rodon's a good pivot at 10-1 if you want to save some cash. The ultimate contrarian pay-up spot, though, is James Kaprielian at $9,100. If you've been a regular listener of DFS Quick Hits, and I hope you have been, we have played Kaprielian every time he's been out. And he's been dirt cheap. He was 45, 61, 77. He's given up no more than 2 runs per start. He went 7 innings in his last start. He's thrown 94 more pitches in all 3 starts. It's just the strikeouts are kind of iffy. 4, 9, and 6 have been his strikeout totals, but over 20 DK points in every single start. The thing with him is, I think he's got a pretty safe 4 against Seattle. It's just, what's the ceiling? Can he get you 30-plus? If he can do that at $9,100, you're golden. At the same time, if he gets you 25 at $9,100 at essentially no ownership, I think that's very, very good. He just faced Seattle. So like I said, 7 strong. Only struck out 4, though. But Seattle is striking out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 196 with the 155 ISO and an 83 WRC plus. So if he can keep them in the ballpark, he's fine, because it's like boom or bust for the Seattle Mariners offense right now. So James Caprillion at $9,100 is the super contrarian pay-up spot. Like, you want Burns, you want Rodon. No doubt about it. Caprillion at 91. Very, very interesting. So like that quite a bit. The mid-tier pricing on DK is very, very tough tonight. Today, I should say. Very, very tough. Like, you got Rich Hill coming off a great start against the Yankees, gets them again at 88. I'm not really in love with that, but I see the appeal. Love Vinny V, but it's in Grand American Small Park. Can Vinny do it? For a tournament at 84, sure. I'd like him a little cheaper, but that's where we are right now. I think the cheaper options I'm going for, you can go Johnny Cueto at $7,500 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Cueto has been rough, but he shows you the ceiling from time to time, like 8.5 and 17.7, 5 minus 4, 7, 23, 32. So we've seen the really, really good with Cueto, and we've seen the really, really bad. He's $7,500. So you kind of get that baked into the price. And the other thing is, in the month of May, Trout's been gone. This offense has been dreadful. They're striking out almost 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the month of May, hitting 229, 185 ISO, 93 WRC+. So you got a guy like Johnny Cueto that can maybe get it done. That's huge. Now, I like the a game stack potentially, at least the Giants offense for sure. We'll talk about that in a bit, because day games in San Francisco are livelier. It should be in the low 70s, which for San Francisco is very warm. So the ball should be moving by the Bay. So keep that in mind. But I think Cueto as a cheaper option at 75 is very, very much in play here. And other than that, it's tricky. It's very, very tricky. Like, do you want Tyon at 73? Sure, you can go there. Keegan Thompson's going to make the spot start for Chicago, but he's showing probably go 60 pitches, maybe 70. So that's kind of tricky. Logan Gilbert's 51 if you want to roll the dice for Oakland. Gilbert hasn't gone more than 4 innings in a start, though. Oakland's striking out 24% of the time, but it's like they're still swinging good bats. So the cheap pitching is very, very tough. So I love Burns. I like Rodon a lot. Caprillion a good contrarian play. And then it's like Cueto's my cheap guy. And you got to mix and match the middle. Do you want Hill? Do you want Vinny V? Do you want Tyon? I'm not in love with any of those. Like, if the lineups come out and things change, definitely. So come hit us up in the Fantasy DJ and Slack chat. It's free. We'll take care of business there. We'll look at it all there and talk about it when lineups come out. But right now, as we record, it's tough to find the cheap pitching tonight. And you guys know me. I'm all about that cheap pitching. And it's very, very tricky to find tonight. So it might be a pay-up spot. And there's tons of bats to value. Tons of them. So let's talk about the bats on this 9K slate. Catcher's position, your man Mercedes is crushing it. He's 54 if you want to go that route. Or Grandal at 5K if you want to go one of the White Sox catchers versus Quantrill. Remember, 7-inning game, though. Keep that in mind. Mitch Garver at 47. The Twins should be very popular against Jorge Lopez. Lopez has been kind of sneaky good. Threw a quality start out there last time against Minnesota. But it is in Camden Yards. It is the Minnesota Twins. It is Jorge Lopez. So if you want to go Mitch Garver at 47, no complaints from the peanut gallery over here. Tucker Barnhart at 37. Nice price tag against Vinny V. We don't know exactly who's pitching for Detroit yet. They haven't made that official, so keep an eye on that. But maybe Manny Pena, I'd like him to be cheaper, or Omar Narvaez, depending on who starts. You can get a nice little value there at catchers, but I do like Tucker Barnhart at 37 in his situation. Cheaper options, though, like Tyler Stevenson at 31, another good red. He's been playing first base a lot, so I get him in Great American Small Park. That can be a nice little value. Victor Caratini at 28 is a nice value as well, starting for the injured Austin Nola. So you can save some money instead of paying up at the catcher's position. And do just fine, like even Martin Maldonado at 22 or Jake Rogers. No, not Jake Rogers. Martin Maldonado at 22 is an option as well. First base position, now you got Jose Abreu at 6K. Again, Chicago White Sox, great spot here. Just 7-inning game. Keep that in mind. But they could definitely put up some runs in that 7-inning game, because plus they're the visiting team, so they're guaranteed 7 innings of at-bats. That's key. Because if you're playing home teams and they win, you only get 6 innings. It just depletes it even more. But no matter what, the White Sox are getting 7 innings out of this. So that's very, very important. If you are fading Johnny Cueto, Shohei Ohtani is 5,500. That's very much in play for you. So it's Trey Mancini versus Jose Berríos. Berríos has been struggling quite a bit. You want lefties versus Berríos, but if you're stacking up, Mancini is interesting at his price point. I like some Jared Walsh at $4,800 as a reduced price tag against Cueto. Now, the Oakland Athletics stack is very much in play because Gilbert's good. Eventually, he's going to put it together. but he also hasn't gone deep in the games. So you got to think about that situation. And you got a bullpen in Seattle to mess with. So Olsen at 4,700 is an intriguing DFS stack situation on this one. So get that for you there. A few other options to look at here. You got like Eric Hosmer at 46 is something you can do. But if you're not paying up, some definite savings. Alex Kirilloff. I love Minnesota versus Baltimore. Left-handed hitters not hitting for a high average versus Lopez this year, but hitting for a high slug versus Lopez this year and a lot of home runs versus Lopez this year. So I got Kirilloff at 41, very, very much in play in this game against Lopez. Miguel Sano, I just mentioned all that stuff about lefties. Miguel Sano has crushed Lopez in his career for power. So, and it's home run or nothing for Sano. So not a cash game play. Kirilloff is much, much more a cash game play. But, you know, Kirilloff has first base outfield eligibility. Sano's got first base, third base, and they're both very affordable. So you can mix and match and have some fun in this one. Some cheaper options for you, though. Tyler Stevenson at 31 is in play. Lamonte Wade Jr., if he's in the Giants lineup, he started on Saturday, let off. He's come in on – that was Friday. Saturday and Sunday, he's come off the bench mid-game, gotten a couple of at-bats. He's been very productive when he plays. He walks a lot. Just depends if he's starting or not. So you have to keep an eye on that situation as well. Okay, second base position on this slate. Brandon Lau versus Tyon's interesting in a tournament only. Like Jake Cronenworth, the 47. The Padres become very, very good value on this slate versus Thompson and the Cubs bullpen. I love Nick Madrigal. He's playing really, really well. He's $4,300. Problem is, when a righty starts, he gets ninth. When a lefty starts, he gets at the top of the order. It's hard to play him when he hits ninth. Colton Wong at 42, very much in play if you're stacking up Milwaukee. Or maybe even a cash game play if you don't want to save some money. Other second base options, though, Dubon swinging it well. Donovan Solano swinging well. The Giants are so cheap everywhere. You want lefties versus Bundy. Bundy has negative DK points in three straight starts. I think he's given up like 13 or 14 runs in three straight starts combined. His numbers, his average, his slugging, his home runs per nine versus left-handed bats is insane this year. So, yeah, you want some Giants versus Bundy today. Excuse me. A few other options. The punt second baseman of choice, Colton Wong's younger brother, Keen Wong, of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, got called up over the weekend. Good little prospect. Some power, some speed. So far in the minors, here hitting 350 with three homers and three stolen bases. He went 1-for-4 with a double in his debut. Went 0-for-3 on Sunday. But $2,300 against Cueto, super cheap. Could be a very intriguing play, which should be an offensive game. Third base, you have Yoan Moncada at 57. He has been crushing the baseball. Even got some home run in over the weekend. Big, big fan of Yoan Moncada. 57 is expensive, but good play. Joey Wendell at 55 is a nice piece of a Ray stack versus Tyon. If you're fading Rodon, Jose Ramirez has hit him very, very well. So keep that in mind. Urquidy is back for Houston coming off the IL. Pitched good in his rehab starts. Not sure how long to let him go. So Devers at 51 could be intriguing in his scenario. Eugenio Suarez is loving the leadoff role all of a sudden. He homered again against Arrieta on Sunday. He has two homers in his last four games. He has three in his last six games. He has four over his last 10 games. Now he goes to Great American Small Park against Finny V. What's Finny V do? Loves to give up the long ball. So a guy like Eugenio Suarez at 45 is intriguing. Longoria, great career numbers. I mentioned lefties versus Bundy. Longo has crushed Bundy. So he's 4,100. Someone else to keep in mind. I mentioned Sano earlier at 38. He's a guy I like quite a bit. Other than that, though, there's not a lot of cheapies at third base that stood out without seeing lineups come out. Shortstop position, you got Tatis is always in play. Bogarts, Wendell, talked about him. Tim Anderson at 5K is kind of a discount. Prefer him versus lefties, but kind of a discount. Correa had a big week, and he's 45 versus Erod, if you want to take on that route. Torres at 43 versus Hill. But Willie Adames swinging it really, really well, especially since coming over to Milwaukee. He's $4,100 hitting .303 over his last 10 games. So he's 4,100, someone to keep an eye on. But your play for price per production here, Brandon Crawford's only $3,800 for Dylan Bundy. Great price point. Mentioned lefties versus Berrios also. Galvis is 37. But that B-Craw play at 38 is just such great value on this slate. I have a feeling I'm going to be well overweight. If you want to punt, though, Taylor Walls is 2,600 against Jamison Tyon. He could be in a nice savings for you as well. Heading to the outfield position on this one, you know, Rosarena, Judge versus Hill is always intriguing. But like Jock Jams, it somehow is up to 5,700. He was so cheap last week. He was crushing it. I wrote about him 2 weeks ago in the Rotoballer waiver wire column for the outfield, and he's just blown up. So go get some Jock. He's 57, though, so he's a little pricey. It makes it a little more difficult. Like, you got Otani at 55, and especially when you got a guy like Austin Meadows at 54. Meadows is just on a tear right now, hitting 316 over his last 10, averaging 13.4 over his last 10, 8 extra bases over his last 10 games, just crushing the baseball. He's $5,400 for Tyon. He's a great play, absolutely great play. Yastrzemski at 51 is definitely in play versus Bundy. Yaz had the day off on Sunday, so should be ready to rock and roll. If you are fading Logan Gilbert, Mark Canha at 47 is very nice. If you're making a Cincy stack, like a Suarez, Jesse Winker at 46. You got Castellanos at 45, but Winker, always love him. They're not as expensive as usual, so that's going for us there. Ian Happ versus Paddock at 44, I like. I'm not a Paddock fan to begin with, and Happ's like one of the cheaper Cubs options, which is pretty crazy to think about. In tournaments, Giancarlo Stanton's only $4,200. Returned from the IL a couple games ago. He's 0 for 8 so far with 6 strikeouts in those games and 2 walks, so not what you want to see. But it's also $4,200 Giancarlo Stanton. Now we're talking about a guy that's usually high fours, low fives. Now he's 42, a guy that's got double dong upside. So in a tournament, Giancarlo is kind of those one-offs we talk about that you want to build your stack, and then you want your one-offs that can at least go yard, if not double dong, and really separate you from the field. Giancarlo is that guy. He can go 0 for 4 with 4 Ks. We know this. He can also go 2 for 4 with 2 three-run home runs. Like, he's very, very capable of that. It's just Rich Hill and the Tampa Bay bullpen is tricky. So tournaments only with Giancarlo, it's just the price tag makes him much, much more in play. Mentioned Kirilloff at 41. We like that a lot today. Brad Miller is an interesting tournament play at 4K versus Miley. Lefties hit Miley better than righties, so that's one to keep in mind. Avisel Garcia is heating up. He's 4,000, so we're losing a bit of our discount there. Good piece there. Kalinic at 38, still not in love with him. But Tyler Naquin, another piece of Cincinnati, only 37 versus Vinny V. That's one we're going to keep an eye on in his scenario. Other guys to look at here. Kyle Lewis is slowly getting going. I still can't go there. Anthony Santander at 33. Like the price tag for Santander. Verdugo's 33, but Will Myers only $3,200. He's crushing baseballs right now. I was hoping it was Williams that was going to be pitching because he's had great numbers versus Williams, and right-handed bats have crushed against Williams, but it's not. It's still a really good spot here for Myers. Hit safely in 4 straight games, homers in back-to-back games, double-digit DK points in 3 straight games. He's heating up just like the Will Myers we saw in 2020. He's been battered and banged up most of the year, so hopefully he's getting healthy. He's $3,200. You got Talkman if he's in the lineup at 31 for the Giants. Mentioned a lot of Giants value. Dickerson's 3K versus Bundy. If you are stacking up Tampa Bay, Manny Margot at 3K is another nice value. So as usual, outfield is just littered with value. And as we see lineups, will be even more value. So keep an eye on that. Mentioned Wade Jr.'s 2,800. I'm always an Andrew Vaughn fan, but we like Vaughn more versus lefties than righties. Billy Hamilton has homered in back-to-back games. I'm not making that up. That has actually happened. He's $2,700 versus Quantrill, and we know La Russa will put him in the lineup with the righty on the mound. So keep that in mind if you want to punt. Billy Hamilton is $2,700. But one of my favorite values, I mentioned how much I love Kirilloff at 41. You got Trevor Larnach at $2,500. He was 2 for 3 with a double the first time he faced Lopez. He's swinging a very good bat over the last week or so, getting more comfortable at the plate. And his average doesn't show up, but he's hitting for like good doubles and homers, but he's walking a ton. He has over a 400 OBP. He is very, very productive, especially at that price point. Can walk, score some runs, get some knocks. Good spot here versus Lopez. So $2,500 is a very, very solid play as well. Steven Duggar at 24, he is hitting the ball extremely well of late too. Hitting 375 over his last 10 games, 2-9 and 19 points in his last 3 games. He's $2,400, hopefully going up against Bundy. Rob Refsnyder at 23 versus Jorge Lopez. Refsnyder hits with more power versus righties than lefties. So he's another value. You need Refsnyder and Larnach super cheap. You can pay for Rodon and Burns super easy. Just throwing it out there. So don't sleep on those two. When people stack up Minnesota, they likely won't have both of Refsnyder and Larnach, and that'll make you very, very different. And if Minnesota goes off, those two will have a part in it as well. So don't forget about them. Recapping your pitching, Rodon and Burns up top. Burns is the number one option on this slate. Rodon a close second. James Kerplian is your contrarian pay-up spot on this slate. And then Cueto is my cheapie. Guys to consider, though, Rich Hill, Vinny V, Jamison Tyon based on lineups, maybe some more information as we get closer to lock on that one. Some of the stacks I like on this game, talked about Minnesota versus Jorge Lopez. Big fan of that scenario. Cincinnati versus Vinny V is slowly growing on me as a very interesting stack there. I like San Diego. I liked him more when it was Trevor Williams, but I'm still a San Diego fan there. The White Sox are in play with number 7 in game. Love the Giants. One of my favorite stacks of the day, the San Francisco Giants. I think you can bring some Angels back if you're not using Cueto, but love the Giants stack today. Keep attacking Dylan Bundy. And then Oakland versus Seattle could be intriguing. But if I have to make just a couple stacks, it's the Giants, it's the Twins. That's my main point of reference with some Rodon and Burns. And we go and party on a Memorial Day. So we'll have a lot of fun on that one. Again, remember, you can hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric. If you want to join the Fantasy Degen Slack chat, just DM me your email address, and I will get you in the free Slack chat. So, Tony, you're asking on the YouTube. That's how you take care of that. Also, if you give a rating and review to the podcast on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. It would help the podcast out a ton. If you prefer to watch the podcast, as most of you are doing right now, you can check out the RotoBaller YouTube channel where I will stream it live when I record it at night. And then you can watch it whenever. So subscribe to the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Give the old thumbs up and enjoy that. Last but not least, enjoy your Monday. Memorial Day. Hope everybody has fun. Friends, family, stay safe. It's going to be a fun 9-game slate. Remember, it starts super early. I'll be back recording on Monday night for your Tuesday slate of action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 31st, Memorial Day edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.